Welcome and season's greetings from the VK7 Amateur Radio News team for the Christmas Eve edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. And this was first broadcast on Sunday the 24th of December 2023. And at the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. 3.670 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. 7.140 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. 14.130 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 28.525 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. And if there's anyone out there who would like to try the UHF-CB Channel 24 rebroadcast, then please go ahead. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RHT in southern Tasmania. And we start today with some sad news. Silent Key, Nicholas James Cly, formerly VK7NIK. Now, Nick was born into a large family of six sisters and one brother in 1969. He was always interested in listening to shortwave radio since a very young age of about 8 years old. He would sit and tune into amateurs and the HF bands at night before bed. He had a play around with CB radio at the age of 8 onwards to about the age of 15. He still listened to the amateurs on the HF bands until one day in 1995 he said to his brother, "It's about time we both got our amateur radio licences." Nick and Con then inquired up at the Domain Clubrooms, and a very young Reg Emmett suggested both of us attended the class. Little did we know that the others who became friends were in the same class at the same time. VK7HSE Scott Evans and VK7ZCR Clayton Redding, just to name a few. Nick sat the novice licence with a pass of 5 words per minute, send and receive, and qualified for his novice certificate. Nick, with his new licence, used to DX into Europe on 15 metres with brother Con, VK7HCK, sitting next to him, listening. Nick, being trained in sales management, was offered a job at Dick Smith Electronics in late 1996, and he became well known to many local amateurs. Being an amateur with knowledge of radios and antenna while working at Dick Smith. Nick was also involved in narrowcast radio at Energy FM 88 Hobart with Silent Key Matt Wyman, VK7MAT, and brother Con, VK7HCK. Nick was at Dick Smith until the closure of the business and spent his past years working in Launceston at Briley Hose and Handling. A totally different environment for Nick, but he was an excellent branch manager and great at sales. Nick hadn't been on air for about 10 years, being so busy with family life and work, but still listened to the HF bands and to emergency services on his SDR receivers via his laptop. And that comes from his brother Con, VK7HCK. And like most people, my interaction with Nick was as a customer at the Dick Smith store in Collins Street. And the last thing I remember buying was a Revex power meter, and I remember Nick being interested in what I was going to use it for. He would always show his interest in anything radio and amateur radio. A service was held for Nick on Saturday the 16th of December, and thanks to Scott, VK7HSE, who let us know about the service and the streaming link. Vale, Nick. VK7 Amateur Radio News. And season's greetings from the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, and we hope you have happy holiday season and a safe entry into 2024. A huge thank you to all involved in putting the broadcast to you air each week, the rebroadcasters and the callback operators. Please note, the new 2024 VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast roster is available on the VK7ARNewsGroups.io group, in the files area or on the broadcast audio file download area. QSL News, a report from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And the current list of cards held as at the 15th of December is in the email version of the broadcast. If Herman is holding cards for you and you would like them mailed to you rather than delivered on an opportunity basis, please send Herman some stamps. Herman has delivered a number of cards on drive-bys to QTHs to Reist and mailed to various amateurs who have sent stamps. And last but not least, two distribution helpers in Burnie, care of VK7KT, Launceston NTARC, care of VK7DW, and Soto VK7AN, and their help is very much appreciated. Herman has a copy of the log file for VK7 Whiskey India Alpha, and is now getting cards ready for distribution in the next week, and will be sending VK cards to the various states inwards QSL bureaus. If you want your cards direct, please send Herman a stamp. As usual, Herman is happy to send cards to VK7 amateurs to the regular distribution teams or distribute them on an opportunity basis. Thank you to those who have been in touch requesting the VK7 WIA QSL cards. If you have any questions re-QSL, please contact Herman by email. Apparently there has been a hitch in forwarding emails at the moment, so if you want to contact me by email, please direct send to Herman at ozemail.com.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And statewide news. Thursday night, SSTV Nets, another busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's ZGK, EKA, ZAB, TW, DMH, ZSB, FGGT, ZIR, and KT, all sharing over 30 photos. And the various subjects were Santa's sleigh with antennas, Christmas cacti, an emperor gum moth, the day marking the summer solstice, Stonehenge, the ancient solar calendar, with its entry facing the sun on the day of the summer solstice, an antenna tower illuminated to look like a Christmas tree, a local observatory photo of a various nebula, including one of the Pillars of Creation, the Principality of St. Nicholas at Tasmasia, that's near Sheffield, a sarcastic t-shirt, a tattooed cross, murals in Hobart, a ham shack setup, an unusual helmet, a Challenger Rescue 440 aircraft from JRCC Australia, and the Thunderbirds No. 2 vehicle, and a nice pair of lovebirds, and many season's greetings. And please remember to display your call sign and set it in the receiver and transmit ID sections. And also remember, Ken VK7KRJ and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, any time both North and South Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, then there are archives of all SSTV nights. The photos can be seen on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites, or the NTARC website under blogs, and arranged as weekly nets. An idea for a theme for next week's net is The Big Things. And 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And news from the North. SOTA, WWFF Parks Group, and the Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 noon at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And VK7RUN repeater running. An update for users in the north of the state: VK7RUN-3 will be operating on extended hours over the Christmas and New Year period from the 22nd of December to the 3rd of January. An ideal opportunity to put the range of cover to the test, keep others informed of much sought-after parking spots, and look out for each other on New Year's Eve. Frequencies for those not programmed: 431.850 MHz in and 438.850 MHz out. No tones required. Regards and best wishes to all from Greg, VK7YAD. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast and the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. As this week news is last till that man in the red arrives, in just one more sleep, this is our final opportunity to wish everyone a merry and safe Christmas. For those of us travelling over this period, please take it easy, enjoy your Christmas feast with family and friends, and see you all in the new year. And now for something completely different. In the Examiner newspaper of the 3rd of December this year, there was an article by Stephanie Dalton on a Launceston legend, Harry Lewis, or more commonly known as the moniker of Harry the Jew. His name was certainly recognised by many, as he had a reputation of being a showman with a good heart. Harry certainly would have known about many local amateurs from Launceston. If you've ever heard of him, I am sure the mention of his name will bring back memories. According to Stephanie, and I quote, he was a heavyweight boxer, demolition man, real estate tycoon, entrepreneur and notable businessman around Launceston. And that Mr. Lewis revolutionised the taxi industry after introducing the two-way radio into Australia in 1949, end quote. My memory from his name is being told by many people over time that he always walked around carrying all his money in fat rolls of notes in his pocket. You remember strange things like that as a kid, hi. It came as a surprise to me, as I had never heard of the fact that he was the first to introduce two-way radios to his taxi business in Launceston. I found no reference to him being an amateur radio operator, which seemed a logical possibility to me. This warranted further investigation, so Trove, the place to explore all things Australian, seemed like a good starting point. I managed to find a few relevant articles, and I must admit I found them interesting reading. On the 27th of October 1948, that's just on 75 years ago, the Examiner newspaper in Tasmania had an article on Launceston's first to have taxi radio phone. Here's a short extract from the article, and I quote, Launceston by the end of the year will have the first radio telephone communication system for taxis in Australia. A frequency modulation service with a range of between 20 to 30 miles is to be installed in the office and cars of one of the taxi cab companies. This will make it possible for the office to contact any of the company cars in or near Launceston and vice versa. This will also be a communication between cars. The company's manager, Launceston manager Mr. A.J. Rushby, said yesterday that the service would be the first in Australia for taxis. A similar service would be used later in Melbourne. And Mr. B.J.H. Lynch, owner of Lynch Radio in St. George Street, Launceston, said yesterday that the South Australian Police had recently installed an identical system, end quote. Well, that didn't quite make the end of the year deadline, but they were very close to the date of the next article. On the 27th of April 1949, the Mercury newspaper reported the first two-way radio system to be used by a taxi company in Australia is to be installed in the next few weeks by Plaza Taxi Service in Launceston. The installation of a transmitting tower and station has just been completed on Bald Hill, and other equipment for the office control board and the cars is expected in about a fortnight from Adelaide, where it's being tested. The service manager, Mr. A.J. Rushby, said yesterday he had received inquiries from several Australian states about the system. He believed Launceston would be the first place outside America where the service would operate. In England, two-way radio operated in police cars, but he believed it had not been installed in taxis. Mr. Rushby will also have a two-way radio installed in his private car and in his motor launch. The installation will cost between £4,000 and £5,000, end quote. To give the amount of money some context, £4,000 to £5,000 equates to about $278,000 in today's money, according to the Examiner newspaper. I continued digging into Trove and also found, on the 5th of August 1949, the Examiner reported that, quote, first taxi service in Australia installed with two-way radio was inaugurated in Launceston yesterday. Plaza Taxi Service has fitted 9 taxis and a control car with a two-way frequency modulated sets which enable cars to be constantly on call from the company office. The radio hookup will enable more efficient service to be given and will save a tremendous amount of running. Transmission stations for the service is at Bald Hill. Spectators attending the inaugural ceremony outside the town hall yesterday saw a demonstration of how the taxi can be controlled either from the control car or company's cars. The Mayor, Alderman Henty, congratulated the company on its initiative in providing Launceston with the first radio-controlled taxi service in Australia. The company general manager, Mr. S. Burke, and Mr. A. Rushby, the Launceston manager, on behalf of the proprietor, Mr. H. Lewis, thanked those who had cooperated to make the service possible. The plant was made by Philips Radio and installed by Lewitch Radio of 69 George Street, Launceston. Guests were entertained at the Brisbane Hotel after the ceremony, end quote. It certainly must have been a different type of first for Launceston, considering prior to the introduction of two-way radios, taxis used to line up in the street and answer the taxi phone that was mounted on the pole and the footpath. It would ring and give them where their next fare was to be. Remember, this is a long time back in a technologically progressed time frame, and there were only landlines, and in this case, you only had to dial a three-digit number to contact Plaza Taxis, which was 333, to book a taxi. The statement, "It was believed in England two-way radios operated in police cars, but he believed it had not been installed in taxis," did, however, seem unlikely. Further trove digging did turn up an article on the 7th of December 1949, the Herald Mercury reported that London's first radio taxi recognisable by its roof antenna is now on the streets after passing officially by the police authorities. The idea is that anyone wanting a taxi telephones the owner's office, where the driver is contacted by radio and directed to the fare. The police welcome the development because it may help to defeat crime, especially attacks upon taximen, of which there had been a number recently. The radio taxi driver could immediately call for help. The set has a range of 7 to 10 miles in central London and is a much greater range in the suburbs. The owner is installing radios in his other taxis, end quote. So it looks like the Launceston did indeed have the first taxi two-way radio in Australia, and indeed, by the end of the year, there was only one officially approved taxi testing the new technology in London. The implementation has started just over 75 years ago and will celebrate its 75th birthday of commissioning in August next year. So thanks to Launceston legend Harry Lewis for your contribution to technological inroads in Australia. Harry Lewis, 26th of January 1912 until the 5th of November 1994. P.S. Does anyone out there know if Lewitch of Lewitch's Radio was an amateur radio operator? I believe his first name was Bree. Please let me know. And there are links to the Trove articles. Now back to some housekeeping. The club membership renewal. It is time of the year again. All club members should have received an email with instructions on renewing their membership for 2024. For those that have not received a renewal, please email the secretary at ntark.net. This will allow us to update your email address, as there has been a large number of changes this year due to some internet providers divesting themselves of the bother of hosting email. Up and coming events, the Testnet and TechNet sessions is officially in recess. However, have a listen, as there may still be activity going on a Wednesday night on 3.567 MHz. The Club Technical Nights in recess until January, and the Friday Coffee Mornings in recess until January. Finally, a reminder to all those members that have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup. No matter how trivial, then please email these to the secretary at the following address, news@ntark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Inc. And we move down the state to news from the south and APRS news and telltale APRS beacons. The last few DATV nights have been featuring APRS, and it's amazing what you can see. Franz PE1RXJ-5 was seen on APRS touring around Hobart and up to Mount Wellington and beaconing out on his smartphone. QRZ.com is your friend, and Justin emailed Franz and invited him up to the club. Also seen on APRS beaconing out in southern Tasmania was G4RWI at Deep Bay, VK3DMC-9 driving around Hobart and further afield, and Ron W8CNM is waiting for Santa in Grand Rapids off Lake Michigan. The worldwide hobby of amateur radio through APRS is alive and well in VK7. And that's 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India. And this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Inc. DATV Experimenters Nights and our Reese DATV Experimenters Christmas Edition was huge. We started with the ACMA release of many documents and we focused on the amateur radio assessment rules and guidelines. We then went through the change expressed in these documents and the assessor webinar held about a week ago. Next week, we focus on the class license documents. Justin then outlined the explosion of 3D printing and the many projects that are available both for the amateur radio operator and everyone, and showed Ruben VK7RFREU's 3D printed cosplay space helmet from a character called Viper from Titanfall 2. Justin showed the Titanfall wiki and the character, and then showed the features on the helmet. This was printed in 18 parts and took over 50 hours of printing time. Ruben then painted the helmet and weathered the helmet. We then went through the latest AR magazine and took a look at the many articles in the magazine. And Justin went through his next magnetic loop project and showed the 4 to 100 picofarad vacuum variable capacitor from Kazakhstan. This being used for a 500 mm diameter loop of 25.4 mm heliax to cover 6 meters through to 15 meters. Justin finished off the Christmas edition with the NORAD Santa Tracker. This week's show is our 2024 Happy New Year show, and we'll be focusing on antennas, projects, propagation, and much more. See you there on the stream, and we're holding the DATV Experimenters Nights throughout the holiday period. Therefore, we will be streaming the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. We go out on RF DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7 OTC and 73 from Justin VK7 Tangled Whiskers. And training and assessment. Our next Reist training and assessment day will be on the 24th of February 2024. If you're thinking of booking for training or assessment next year, please let Reg M at VK7KK, the Reist Learning Organiser, know ASAP by phoning 0417 391607 or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the Reist Foundation licence training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle, Net Dailies 3.640 MHz, commencing at 5 p.m. ADST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7 RAF RJG from 7.30 p.m. In the North-Northwest, VK7 RJG is on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south, VK7 RAF is on 146.650-600 kHz. CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and the other in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B, stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minutes, southern stations on the even minutes. SOTA, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays at 10.30am to 12 noon midday. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions in recess until January 2024. NTARC Coffee sessions in recess until January 2024. And also Club Technical Nights in recess until 2024. Northwest VK7, Wednesday, 8 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group on VK7RMD. And Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX net, 144.190 MHz USB. And the Northwest SSTV Nights, Monday, the 22nd of January 2024, is the next one, hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 70cm repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday of the month. In events worldwide, tomorrow, December 25th, the rig and antenna of your dreams is sitting under the Christmas tree, DX propagation is perfect, and you have endless time and space to play amateur radio. Well, we can all dream on, and happy holidays. REAST, February the 7th, 2024, presentation on the Surf Lifesaving Tasmania Radio Network with Greg Bird, 7:30 p.m. Queen's Domain Club Rooms. REAST, February the 18th, 2024, is the annual general and special general meetings, followed by a free sausage sizzle, starts 11 a.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, Newsreader VK7FB, repeaters REAST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres, any takers, 80 metres, VK7TPE, 40 metres, VK7ALH, 20 metres, VK7JGD, 10 metres, VK7DG, UHF CB24, any takers. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern Tasmania and VK7RHT in Southern Tasmania. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. And the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call sign during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, 73, season's greetings and stay safe. From yours truly, Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.